You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
She gives your kids all the space to live their dreams with safety and grace. And the salary she gets, well, it's a disgrace.
Let them know, Kennedy.
Yep.
So let's give her a hand and tell her that we understand. To give her what she needs to help with what she's planned. So clear that list. Help a teacher out, yeah, clear that list. There is need, there is no doubt, yeah, clear that list. We love that you all assist. Let's help our friends and neighbors to clear that list. Yeah, clear that list.
I heard Darius Rucker did that version of his song when he was down in Quincy.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it in my bedroom.
Yeah, it was. They didn't do their version. He did your version. It is Carson and Kennedy. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. Clear the list back again this year as we attempt to help teachers get through the financial burdens of getting back into the classroom. If you're a teacher or you know a teacher, you know what this is like. But if you're a new parent, you may not realize this, but teachers are spending a lot of their own money and able to get all of the supplies from the simple stuff like pens and papers to, you know, carpets and dry erase board things. They're having to buy all of it in 2025. Katie is going to be teaching in a new district this year. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
So you've been teaching for a few years already, but moving into a new district, into a new classroom, that has to present some new challenges?
Yeah, a whole new classroom. So I need everything from decor to, you know, just fun things that the kids can play with, like toys and games, because you don't necessarily take that when you leave your old school. You kind of leave it with the kids you already knew. So just trying to fill the classroom with things that will help them be engaged and excited to be there.
You know, I've read hundreds of emails at this point from teachers, and the thing that is standard across the board is, you know, as you're saying, you're starting in a new district, but you have taught before. You could easily carry those things from point A to point B, but a lot of these teachers, they're leaving those things behind for the teacher coming in,
right?
Or they're retiring this year, so they want to get a whole bunch of stuff and pass it out, or
right,
they're a first grade teacher and they're going to share everything they get with the other first grade teachers. Like, what you do to help your fellow teachers, I think, is important, not just the kids. Yeah, you guys have to be united front.
We do, and we all know, because we all have been there, right? We all spend our own money to separate and make sure that our classroom has what it needs. But specifically my population, I work with kids in sub-separate classrooms, which means they are sometimes in those classrooms for a few years while they're working on their skills. Mm. So when I left my old school, I had students that I was leaving behind that loved these toys and these games. And as much as I spent my money on them, I'm not going to take them away from them. I know that that's what's going to help them be successful this year without me.
And with students, you know, as you said, you're in a sub-separate classroom, kids with autism. What kind of things are on your list that might be different from other teachers' lists?
My classroom looks a little bit different because I have a lot of, this year, English language learners, as well as kids who have speech difficulties. So a lot of the books I'm looking for are called adapted books, and they're books that come with little pieces that have images. And it just helps to connect words and language because obviously pictures and cartoons are the first thing kids are attracted to. So the books that I'm looking for have these additional pieces that can help a child make the connections between words and language and communication.
What you're doing is so special. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so go to mix1041.com. When you go to mix1041.com, you'll see Carson and Kennedy's Clear the List right there. You click it, you go down to Fitchburg, and you will see Katie Arnold right there. You can click on her list and help purchase some of those items off of that. Have a great school year, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
All right, and we're going to talk now to Alyssa Peterson, a second grade teacher in Ashland. Again, you go to mix1041.com, look for Clear the List. We've got them all listed by all of the towns. A second grade teacher in Ashland, your fourth year teaching, is that right?
Yes, I'm going into my fourth year of teaching, and I'm so excited. We actually had our first day yesterday, so it was great meeting all 23 of my new little best friends.
The fact that you call them your little besties in your email to me, oh my God, I love it so much. And you
Yes, and they really do become my little besties. Even my past 2 years, I still get together with my classes, which is great.
And I know there was a teacher that affected you when you were a young person to make you want to be a teacher. Can you talk about Mrs. LaPlaca?
Oh, yes. So Mrs. LaPlaca was my second grade teacher, which is ironic because I now teach second grade. And I was brand new to the school in second grade. And obviously any little kid that's new to a school, it's a little scary coming in and knowing, you know, I have to make new friends and meet new people. And she really just made it such an enjoyable experience. And people say you never forget your second grade teacher. And honestly, that's so true. I just remember her being so kind and doing like the most fun things in her classroom. And that really inspired me to do that in my classroom.
I was looking through at your wish list. And one of the things that just kind of caught me off guard was batteries.
Duh.
Batteries.
Duh. Yeah.
Like I would never think in a million years, you're like, oh, pen, paper, tape, you know, paper clips, but batteries. And they're so expensive. Mm.
Oh, yes. I actually just bought some the other day because I just really needed them. And they were about $18 for a pack of batteries just to power some of the little things in my room, things that my kids love, little toys. And I actually have, it's kind of silly, but I have this little slug light. And it's what I use at my small group table to show my students, you know, if the light's on, that means Miss Peterson is not available right now. So, you know, ask three before me. But I just really love being a teacher. And, you know, I something I really like to focus on in my classroom is making sure that I'm not just sending off students who know the curriculum, but sending off students that are good people and good human beings. You know, we focus a lot on social-emotional learning and making sure I'm teaching my students, you know, it's really important that you go out into the world and you be a kind person and you help others and you show empathy. And that's just, you'll see a lot of books on my list, too.
I see that.
I love it so much.
Yeah, the Great Big Feelings books are fantastic.
So much.
Okay, yes. So we want people to help you out to clear a few things off your list, like maybe some batteries. There's also a chair on her.
There's a lot of chairs.
Wish list.
A lot of chairs.
These wonderful Great Big Feelings books as well. If you want to look for Alyssa, go to mix1041.com. Click on Clear the List. She's listed under Ashland. Mm-hmm. Go right there. And best of luck in the school year with all your best friends, all your besties.
All your besties.
Thank you guys so much for everything you do. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
bye,
Alyssa.
Now.
So again, Clear the List. You know, the teachers getting back into the classroom. We realize this. And it can be a financial strain for teachers. You know, how much do you think Kaylee spent this year on a classroom? Any idea?
Oh, I have not asked her, but
yeah,
I can only assume it's probably
couple hundred bucks.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I would guess. Couple hundred,
which is just wild, right?
Most of the emails I've received have said between like 250 and 500 right. is how much they spend at least,
right.
And that's just the beginning of the year. You know, by January it's all used up and they got to start over.
Right.
So,
clear the list. Go to mix1041.com if you want to help out with Alyssa or with Katie or any of the teachers. And we have teachers on there that we haven't had a chance to talk to. They are
so many.
All there, listed by town, listed by city. And you can do that at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.